Hello there, my name is Corey, and I am a Star War.
And my name is Corey, and I am a Star War.
And my name is Jim, and I am a Star War.
And we are a Star War. So this shorty episode... this shorty episode is about player haters of the Star War. We have always said that nobody hates the Star War more than a Star War fan. Okay. And this episode we are dedicating to the player haters. I'm going to start the timer at 20 minutes. So this came up a few weeks ago when Star War announced that they're going to make Ahsoka Season 2 and the Mando movie, right? So here are a few quotes. I want to find the original ones shortly that sparked this discussion on why we would do this podcast. So I'm just reading from the top here.
Like the spark that would light the fire.
Yes.
That would ignite the moon. That would illuminate. All right. Continue.
The flame.
Thank you.
Someone says, not with this new director. I want to make men feel uncomfortable. Get your shit together, Disney. What does that mean? Which director? Are they talking about Dave
I think
Filoni?
That they actually know is a woman that was going to direct... another Star Wars movie, I guess. She was going to do the Daisy Ridley movie.
Oh.
And she came out and was like, oh, I like movies that make men uncomfortable. I'm a feminist.
Okay.
So people lost their shit. I think that they have fired
Star
her.
Star Wars fanboys.
I think that they fired that woman. They were like, we can't let you do the Finn movie. The Rey movie.
These fans be hating.
I'd like to interject just for a moment on the merits of Star Wars. So specifically, this is about instead of getting a fourth season of Mandalorian, he's going straight to a movie. And what's the other one? They're combining Mando and what was the other one?
Ahsoka Season 2 is going to happen.
But Ahsoka Season 2 gets a full TV show instead of going straight to the movie.
Right.
Right? Because that they kind of changed that, right?
I believe so.
All right. So do you think there should have been a fourth season of Mando? And if so, what would have been at the heart of that season?
It wouldn't have been his story. Like, I don't know what his story is now because he's on the porch with his feet up.
Right.
So it would have been like more Mandalorian storyline or something with Bo-Katan and all that stuff.
But they wouldn't bring in like Thrawn from that side of the story.
Yeah, I'm all for setting the table a little bit more with that.
Cool.
Especially because we're going to jump into a movie now and it's going to be in theaters and people are going to be like, who the hell is this guy?
Mm-hmm. So then conversely, getting a second season of Ahsoka, what's that going to do you think?
Well, if that introduces Thrawn better before a movie.
Is it going to be on Thrawn or is it going to be on them in Mordor?
I love that you refuse to call it anything but Mordor.
I don't know what else to call it.
I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
The wrong galaxy.
Yeah.
The one far, far away.
Galaxy 616, right?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
That's this one.
Yeah, you're in that one.
All right, I'm going to read some more comments.
All right, keep going. Thank you.
So, this one is not a player hater. This one says, I'm going to shit my pants getting to see Mando on such a large screen. I think we will maybe also shit our pants.
But just because it's Tuesday.
Someone else says, somehow Moff Gideon return.
I like that one. I like that comment.
Mm-hmm. Someone else says, nah, keep it on the streaming service we waste money on already. Please fire Kathleen Kennedy. Okay, let's talk about this one. Just let the shows be great and don't force leftist propaganda and destroy the story and the characters.
Well, I mean, you guys should... You love leftist propaganda. You love The Last Jedi, and The Last Jedi's got some wokeness.
I'm guessing this was probably an old head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 46, and I'm an old head in a lot of respects.
Uh-huh.
But this is an old head, but did they also never watch the first three fucking movies? Like, what are we doing? What kind of comment is this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard as a Star Wars fan who doesn't like some things about Star Wars... Because, like, I don't like The Last Jedi, and so I go online and say, I want to read an article about how I hate The Last Jedi, and then all of the things that they hate about it are not what I hate about it. They hate it because there's a woman in it, and there's an Asian in it. They hate the terrible, the internet is a swamp,
sure,
and I hate it.
A toilet bowl.
And you can't just go out and say, like, I don't like this movie. And they're like, oh, because all the women got together in that one scene and it was so stupid. And it's like, no, no. What?
I mean, that's the leftist agenda.
I'm like, I'm not a hater. I'm a nerd. I don't like the fuel discussion.
So here's a couple more. And these are the people that I just absolutely hate on the internet. Somebody says, what about Bad Batch, Acolyte, and Skeleton Crew? Yes, those are happening. But they're announcing new things. This isn't about those things. Stay tuned to their fucking social media.
Stay tuned.
So this other idiot says, stop the woke bullshit and just write good stories. Bring back Finn. I like that last line. I mean, do we need more on Finn or no? There's plenty of other people we can be telling stories about.
I think his story wasn't completely told.
No, his story dropped off.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you that.
Read something funny.
That Kathleen woman finna ruin it all.
Do you think, like, I think maybe 27% of all comments that we read online are fake. Maybe. No, I'm sorry, are real. And all the rest are fake. And they're just like robot versions. And mm-hmm. they're just going to get better. So, like, we're seeing, like, that last one. That's like a robot version coming up, like not an AI, not a fourth generation chat GPT, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Just a fucking dumbass 8-bit Pong robot was no you.
Here's another woman hater.
I like you throwing shade on the robots that aren't the new AI. There's right. a bunch of robots out there that are just helping me pick up my prescription. And y'all are dumbasses. Can't even understand exactly. half the words I say to you. Meanwhile, there's other ones painting Mona Lisas over here. Because
I'm pretty sure that's a prompt.
The power of, like, the whole universe in our hands. And this is the stupid shit we're doing.
That sounds about right.
Trump 24.
Don't mess. All right, here's another woman hater. I just don't like Kathleen Kennedy being involved. Okay, but here's the thing. Also, they just made Dave Filoni, like, the head chief of creative. So, like, he's still going to have to answer to her, right?
They don't know.
These people, Mm-mm. okay, there's some not player haters that it's always fun to see, like, Star Wars is back in all capitals. Man, Star Wars been back for a
That's
minute.
Like saying Star Wars good. Good. Star Wars, well done. So
this one says, it's so over.
Attaboy, Star Wars.
Hashtag attaboy.
This one says, it's so over. Another person says, Ahsoka was horrifically bad. Well, I don't know what you watched, but I did not hate Ahsoka.
I'm just saying, like, whoever just goes, it's so bad. Right? Like,
you're not really adding anything to the conversation.
But even, like, why, like, whatever you're doing in the moment is infinitely more important than just stopping and going, bad. Oh, man. Right? Like,
yeah.
Just people wake up yourself, and they're that's like, stupid. That's not good. Or,
no, they're like, then, I'm going to go online and tell at least 100 people that She-Hulk was shit.
Right.
I have to.
It bad.
Bad show me no like.
There's some not horrible ones on here. There's a bunch of people that just say this is the way, like 17 other people haven't already commented with that. Mm-hmm. Man, I just turned into a player hater, didn't I?
You did.
I was fucking mad.
But when people go and write things on the internet like that, why don't they ever read any of the other comments first? Why do people just write the same thing over and over again? I'm about to delete all my internet. I don't like it anymore.
I think that's probably smart.
This person says, finally, Filoni is in charge. Let him do his thing instead of tampering with his shit like Mando 3. So did Kennedy get lot on that?
I don't know.
Is that what he's referring to? Maybe we'll find out more about who Grogu is.
Grogu is Grogu, a.k.a. GoPro. I don't need to know his begats.
His begats, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We want more sequels content.
Do we? Weren't we just complaining about the Daisy Ridley movie, which I'm looking forward to, but...
That was written by Raisy Diddley.
Raisy Diddley.
Are they still doing a season 4? Okay, let's talk about that, because there's some people that have come out and been like, yeah, they're still going to do a season 4.
Of Mando?
Yeah. And I
don't
remember there's a whole other movie that Filoni is doing.
I mean, the story that they set forward in the very first episode, they've told that story now. I don't know. What the hell else would it be? Ask CJ. What would CJ do?
It seems like what she was saying on the way here was, it seems like they, in the grand scheme of the whole arc of post-Jedi, whatever period we're talking about, the Mandoverse, like it was kind of all set up to like, all right, now we're going to meet Moff Gideon and we're going to let you know that there are Imperial remnants and they are coming together. Like they were, that's the breadcrumbs that they ended up dropping on that show to me. You know what I mean?
I like them.
That's the part they're playing in the whole thing. You don't need to know who Mando is when we're fighting Thrawn versus.
So like a fourth season of that would be.
Space dongs. We didn't do the big true. Dick in the last episode.
All right.
Fuck.
All right.
So moving on.
This back to Cousin Endo.
Says, I see Andor is the only one taking itself seriously. Better not be using 1999 CGI. Don't ruin it. After
you know, they probably would have if that guy didn't say that.
Yeah.
Right, right. Like they were sitting in the room going, well, how are we going to do this? Are we going to make it that way or this way?
Oh, what if we ruin it? I guess. If no one else has an idea.
seems like a good idea.
I guess we'll do the first thing anyone says out loud. Ruin it.
Thrawn is getting trashed and bodied. Buddy, are you sure about that?
Are those wrestling terms?
I don't know what that means.
Or is this rap? Shit, I don't know rap anymore.
When are we going to get a good Star Wars movie? I want dark, gritty movies about Darth Vader. Pushes the bar of PG-13/R. Come on, Disney Studios, get your act together. Well, listen.
Seriously, who thinks, like, who, stop. Who wrote that? That's not a person.
That's why there's fan fiction, right? Because nobody else wants that except for the person that's writing it. Just don't introduce a female lead. That takes over the damn movie. Okay, motherfucker. Okay, just keep Bo-Katan. Wonder why you said that, mister. What a dickhole.
Plot.
His name is Henry the Pooh on Instagram, by the way. He has like four O's in there. If you need to go holler at him.
Are you doxing people right now?
He's put it on the fucking internet.
Oh.
On Instagram.
Yeah. We're coming for you, Winnie the Pooh.
After the devil.
That was good. That was good. That was what that was that three or was
he
that four?
Three. He had three O's in that one.
I three.
Pooh. That's four.
Who? Okay. Of course Ahsoka would have season two. Like, of course. That's another thing about the internet that bothers me when somebody puts like that many E's at the end. Like you should really, if you're
because that's not the letter you would.
That's
repeat.
Right. That's not the. You should be like of course, like the O and
or
the A.
S.
What?
Internet. We're talking about internet. Way people put things on the internet.
Okay. Like if I was gonna call
of course.
If I was gonna call you a brat, there should be a lot of A's and then one T.
Yeah,
but they would spell that T's. B-R-A and then a lot of T's. But I'm not saying Brad.
Do you read it in your head the way I do? I'll be like, bye. When somebody like, it's all like 20-year-olds.
Also, I can't tell the difference between lose and loose anymore.
Thanks, internet.
That's become part of me now.
You're a looser.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we have left to loose.
We were player hating too in our player hater episode. There were a couple of notes, not notes, but
flip you,
flip you
for real.
There may be a post or two on our social media because I posted something about this when it happened and say we may do a shorty.
Did we cover everything on Revenge of the Sith?
We did. Well. Corey's a all very but, important
all but,
question.
All but one thing.
About who has the biggest dong.
We can address it now, and this makes this mini episode also a bonus episode related to the last episode.
So,
in the parlance of the pod.
Let me read this real quick. We've got about 5 minutes left. Here's a non-player
time in the world.
Non-player hater comment from our Facebook page. Andrea McCarty, friend of my sister Carly, says they could put out true literal garbage and I'm still going to be there opening night with a smile on my face. And I replied, yes, it's a Star Wars. We will see it several times in the theater. She said, even if it's not my favorite Star Wars, I love all the Star Wars. And I think that's the energy.
Support that.
That we need. Not we don't need
that was nice players, and wholesome. Players. Yeah, so who has the biggest dick
in Revenge of the Sith?
It's either
that peacock
Bronco thing that Obi-Wan's riding.
Yeah.
Or the
there's just not a lot of big beasts in that movie.
That's true.
Do you think that's why Padme was so sad? Maybe it was Anakin.
Stop.
My goodness.
Stop.
the things you're saying to me today. Yeah, that's why she was sad.
Have you seen the whole bit of Roy Wood Jr. talking about the Titanic? Have you seen that? He's got a bit from Rhoda. That woman got that good dick once when she was 23 years old on a ship and she thought about it for the rest of her life.
Oh, that Ed.
Wait, that's got to be time.
That Ed is sure is funny.
It's not.
No, so it is the green thing that Obi-Wan rides. That's got the biggest dick in episode 3. We didn't cover it.
Don't act like this isn't a setup.
Oh.
Goodness. Do you mean like a setup?
No, like this is a thing we discuss every show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I'll just say and think about it in real terms.
I mean, we do think about it.
What's that thing under Mandalore? Is that the Menasaur? Mythosaur.
The Mythosaur, yeah.
That dong. That thing's never even seen the sunshine. Because it has to stay down there in that cave.
In that cold ass cave.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
You think you understand shrinkage? He was born in shrinkage. Molded by it.
Molded by it.
And on that note, I guess we'll call it. We still got 2 minutes or so left, but I think we can call that one a day.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.